watching all of the events that had taken place, watching him as he built his city, as he used to do when he was a smaller boy. He would go out to the same place and he would build his castle and all of that. He was sitting there watching him as he was being afraid and trembling, almost intimidated by the onslaught of the wind. His brother reached down to him and pulled him up and held him in his arms. He said that they walked away going toward a brighter light and a house that his father had. Open doors. That's what the Lord does. When we make our mistakes, when we spend all our time, God loves us. He always gives us another opportunity. Isn't that right? He never gives up on us. When we make the wrong decision, when we choose to do the wrong thing rather than that which is right, God looks beyond our faults and he sees our needs. Isn't that right? Remember, when you build your house, build it on a solid foundation. Jesus Christ is that rock. Isn't that right? That solid rock, one who will never leave you alone. Jesus Christ is the one who holds us when we cannot see for ourselves, we cannot do for ourselves. God is still in charge. Be careful how you build. Don't spend all your time on building a house on sand. It will not last. And a Christian life without Christ in it, without prayer in it, hello, without the Word of God being taught, if you want to know who Jesus is, be in Sunday school. That's where the lessons are being taught. That's where the Bible lessons are being taught on Wednesday. Come to get to know who he is. Then and only then can you serve him. Then and only then can you adequately give God the praise, because you know who you're praising. You cannot go to heaven on your sense, on your intellectuality. Huh? David had a head full of sin. He said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew unto me a right spirit. I don't care how much sense you have. You have sense never go to heaven without Jesus. You don't have that much sense. You think all of this technology we have in the world, men don't, they're flying, going up to the moon. You know if they could go to heaven, they wouldn't stop. They would never look back. They'd fly right on into heaven. But they don't have enough sense. And all I'm trying to tell you today is, don't spend your house, your time building sandcastles, because the storm will come and blow your castle down. Blow your house down. Thank you.
We hope this message blessed and uplifted you today. For more information or a copy of today's message, you may write the First Union Historic Baptist Church, 601 Lee Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or phone us at 318-561-4230. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m., followed by worship service at 11 a.m., and midweek is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Also remember, whenever you are in a time of need, please contact our sponsors, the Law Office of Charles Elliott and Associates. Their office is located at 720 Murray Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Or you may phone them at 318-704-6511 or email charles@elliott.legal. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
KAYT 88.1 FM. broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah.
Thank you. put your hand together. There's a little something. Well, shady thing. Well, shady thing. If you believe, you shall receive that prayer. Changes things. Oh, prayer. Change things. If you have faith, move out of the way. Because prayer. Can I say it just one more time? Would it be all right if I said it? Prayer. Changes things. I know prayer will. Anything. If you believe, you shall receive prayer. Anything. Oh, prayer. Anything. I know prayer. Anything. How many of y'all have tried prayer? Just have faith to tell about move. Because prayer changes things. Choir, y'all, come on, heaven say. Prayer, yeah.
Changes things.
Oh, prayer
changes things.
If you believe, all you gotta do is believe. To me tonight. I said, you got to believe that a move, whatever it is, you got to believe. You got to believe in prayer. Whatever it is, a move. Let me tell you something about prayer. The Bible said that man should always pray. I wonder, can I get a witness on this side here? And you know what? You got to have faith. Whatever you pray, you got to have faith. You see, faith is the something of things that I hope for. And the evidence of things that's unseen. If you have faith, you can speak to cancer tonight. How many believe that you can speak to cancer tonight and turn to move?